Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always send us your moral dilemmas because we love to argue about them on the air.
This is true. This is very true.
And this one is no different. We got this one. I thought, oh, this is a good one. It's, am I the jerk for inviting them out knowing they wouldn't be able to come?
I mean, wait, what? Okay, now I'm confused.
Okay. It makes sense once you hear the whole story, and then we can name them at the end, okay?
Okay.
It says, hey guys, I love your Am I the Jerk segments in the mornings, and I think I've got one for you. My best friend and I have been best friends for 12 years now. With both of us being in our own relationships throughout the years, we would double date, spur of the moment, meet up to hang out together on a regular basis. This was when none of us had children.
Okay.
My partner and I remain childless, but when my best friend and his wife have since had a daughter, and understandably, the random short notice hangouts and double dates significantly decreased.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, my girlfriend and I were going kayaking and decided last minute to give them a call and invite them just in case they wanted to join.
Just in case y'all could drop the kid.
So I dialed up my best friend on the phone, and as the phone was ringing, I said to my girlfriend, they probably won't be able to though because of their baby, but we'll still ask. My friend answered sooner than I expected, and him and his wife heard me say that.
Got it.
It made them very upset towards me for inviting them, figuring they wouldn't be able to join on such short notice, which they could not anyways.
Right.
So, am I the jerk for inviting out my new parent friends last minute?
So they heard the part of the conversation that they shouldn't have heard because you were already calling on the phone.
Mm-hmm. They were trying to say, what if? They were going, what if? Maybe. There's a chance they can come. You never know.
They're
probably not going to be able to, but let's call them because they're the friends we spontaneously would call.
Let's call them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So I'm reading this and I'm going, what's the problem? I don't think you're a jerk. You invite your friends out. But I also understand the other side, which is, you called me and you knew I wouldn't be able to go.
Right.
So you know I'm not going to be able to go. So you're just calling to make me feel worse.
Which it's almost bragging, like, oh, we're going kayaking. We know you can't. Do you want to come
with? But do you want to come just in case?
Oh, no, the baby. We knew.
Are going, well, you knew I couldn't go. You're a jerk. Why would you even call and ask us that knowing we can't go? I don't know. I don't think they're the jerk for calling and inviting. I think they were trying to be thoughtful.
I do think they were trying to be thoughtful and be like, okay, well, we don't want them to, like, you know we kayaked and get FOMO and then get mad at us because we didn't invite them.
But I get the FOMO side where you're like, well, you didn't even invite me?
But now the 100% adverse happened and you're giving them FOMO because they didn't know y'all were going to spontaneously kayak.
And they can't spontaneously kayak.
I bet you they wish they could have spontaneously kayaked.
So now you've upset them. You should have just left it alone.
You gave them the FOMO that you were trying to avoid giving them by calling and even trying.
You think he's a jerk?
What threw them off was the fact that you were sitting there letting the phone ring, and you're like, you know they ain't going to be able to come, man. Come on now, come on. Be real. You know they got that baby. They ain't going to be able to come. And then Buddy was like, hey. Man, what up?
Mm.
Oh, hey, what's good, man? What's going on? He's like, oh, snap. Hey, man, what up? You good? How's the baby? Yeah, we just wanted to call. We're going kayaking. Wanted to see if you guys might be able to maybe come. And we're like, bro, we heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
We heard you say that. You said you knew
we weren't going to be able to go.
No, we can't make it. No, we don't have childcare. This baby's barely umpteen, whatever months old. No.
Honestly, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, oh, there is a jerk side here on one way or the other. Because at first I really was like, what's the problem? That I'm like, oh, you're causing more problems by inviting them.
You're stressing them out.
Yeah, you're stressing them out. And you know they're not going to be able to go. Now they're going to have FOMO. Okay, 414-533-1037. So what are you saying?
I'm saying jerk, and I'm sticking to it, bro. You're stressing them out. You're making it worse. You're now putting them in a place going like, see, our friends are moving on without us. I mean, and at least they're still inviting you, because you're going to hit a point where they just stop calling. And you got to be okay with that, too, as new parents, right? Because the world will go on.
Nicole in Kenosha texted in. She said, not the jerk. They wanted to involve them regardless. But they are a jerk for saying that while calling. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. We've all said things and not prepared for someone to pick up right away. I've done that.
But you got to get that out the way before you start calling, man. You got to be like, hey, I'm on the phone. I'm dialing.
Ashley in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Man. I always invite so they don't feel left out. If anything, one could have stayed back and one could have went.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Good luck with that one. Y'all know we triggered Rosie. Like, okay, anyway.
All right, so he wants to know, are they the jerk for inviting out their new parent friends last minute and saying, we know they're not going to be able to go, but we'll invite them. The friends were like, why would you call us and invite us then?
Why would you say you know we can't come? Why you're calling me at that too?
See, you can't win for being thoughtful.
Really can't.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So the question is, am I the jerk for inviting our friends out knowing they wouldn't be able to come? They are best friends with another couple. The other couple just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And so now they can't do stuff as spontaneously as they used to.
Surprise, surprise. The baby changes your life.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is, though, when he called, he said they probably won't be able to, though, because of their baby. But we'll ask. And then the other couple heard that when they picked up. They
picked up as he was saying that and they heard it.
I'm calling him Rude Randy.
You are on fire with
Randy,
bro.
Let's go to Rich in Greenfield. We'll start with him first. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man.
Is Rude Randy a jerk for inviting his friends out knowing they won't be able to come?
Rude Randy is not a jerk. Sorry, y'all.
Okay.
Not the jerk.
Go on.
All right, so they're not jerks because at least they're being thoughtful and thinking of them, even though they're our new parents.
Sure.
You do not want to leave them alone. You do not want to go ahead and not think of them and try to tag them along, even though they
can't come.
Be able to tag along.
He's saying
too much with you. You at least want to, you know, let them know you're thinking of them and try to bring them along. You know, they probably won't be able to do much with you anyways. You don't want to let them feel that, you know, they're missing out and being left alone just because they have a kid.
I hear you.
In the family.
He's saying you're better off calling than not.
You're better off calling than not, but why do you think they're going to be able to come kayaking? Why not think of maybe a more child-friendly activity could endeavor in, right? I'm going, yes, 1,000% agree with you, Rich. Don't leave those friends behind because too many people do and too many friendships get lost when people has kids.
And then it also changes what you have in common, for sure.
But maybe just at that moment, maybe out of the fly, maybe the grandparents, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. You never know.
That is true.
Let them know you're thinking of them. And if they get mad, that's on them.
Okay.
Right. And then just one more quick last fact. sometimes the parents just need a moment to go out and take a, some breather. Fresh air. You know, postpartum is real.
Maybe you called it the perfect time.
Need a moment.
Then you could, and you're going like, maybe they can, but maybe they can.
Maybe they need it.
And we'd be really happy to see them. So maybe. It's like the best friend that you knock on the door. Okay, Rich, I'm understanding. When you knock on your best friend's door, and it's like, hey, can Allie come outside and play? And you're like, I don't know if they clean their room, if mom's going to say yeah or not, but I'm still going to knock on the door to see if they can come out and play.
Just put the kid in a baby Bjorn, get your cooler, and get in the kayak. Let's go.
If you don't get that baby shaking baby syndrome in the kayak, come on. Chill out. No.
All right. Bye, Rich.
Later, man. Great point.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, you brother. Too. Much love, man.
All right. Lance, our boy, is in Econowalk. This guy. Lance. We all know this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Lance.
What's up?
What up, man?
All right. Jerk or not the jerk for inviting your friends out knowing they probably can't come?
Yes, that is. Oh, that is a jerk.
Opposite of Rich. Go on, because
number one, you're not gonna carry a baby on a kayak anyway, right?
Right. Big right, yes, sir.
So, listen,
fair.
The jerk's gonna be on him because he's gonna get on the river. And he's gonna flip the kayak because hell, I was a damn jerk for about my friend knowing they couldn't go.
This man is so
the karma's going to come back on him, yakety yak. Don't cope back. Right?
You heard? Lance, I got to hang up on you.
I guess I'm the jerk. I got the southern accent, right? So just go ahead and call me that. Just call me the jerk.
My man, nah, it's all love. It's all love when we ribbon, bro. But you actually make a good point, man.
There's something about him going yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
It's like only funny when he does it.
Allie, what you gonna do? You gonna take out the trash?
Where'd the banjo come from?
Go out on the town tonight.
I think he's hitting on you, Allie.
Are you hitting on me?
Yes.
Oh, I was too busy laughing. You know what? You never know.
Allie wants to come to the daggum club. She knows she does.
Lance, we're going to holler at you later, man.
Let's drop the digits.
Hey, I tell you what. Listen. You'll be out all night, and then you want to go do it again.
Lance, I'm fun, okay? I will stay out all night. I'm crazy like that.
Hey, Lance, she might need a country boy, brother. Just text the number, man. We'll see, we'll see.
Country boy can survive, right?
Get out of here, Lance. Don't
bye,
be jerking,
Lance.
Bro. Peace.
We can go kayaking, Alex.
Bye, Lance. Did we just make a love connection?
Drop the digits and the photo.
Boy.
Age, sex, location. Send it, Lance.
Why am I sweating after talking to Lance?
That was hysterical. I didn't know Lance was going to hit on me like that. I thought we were buds.
Didn't see. Nah, he trying to bud you.
Maybe there's a love connection there. All right, let's go to April in Waukesha. Last but not least. Hi, April. Good morning.
April, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my goodness.
Lord have mercy.
Well, that gum. Allie, you got a love connection.
Got you a little man going.
Me and Lance, look out, Econowalk.
When Allie starts talking with a southern twang, you know where it came from.
Start wearing a cowboy hat, it's over.
And those boots,
boots. The 10 gallons.
I will kick you with those boots. Okay, no, for real, though. April, you're the tiebreaker today.
Howdy, partner. I mean, hey, April.
Hey, DZ. All right, so I was torn. I'm telling you, I was torn.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's a jerk. He's not the jerk.
I don't think so either.
Okay. No. They tried. You know, it wasn't... Maybe they typically don't answer their phone, and so that snippet they heard before, you know, they answered it like, oh, they're probably not going to be able to come, which is a reality, right? True. Sometimes we have to hear that truth, but they reached out. They reached out and they tried. You know, I have a family member who often, she has two kids, and she often can't go to things, but she's upset when we don't.
You know what, April? That's exactly what Anastasia and Franklin texted in. Because you can always text 414-533-1037. She said, not the jerk is new parents. My husband and I sometimes feel left out when we don't get invited to things. Although it's true, we may not have been able to make it. But it's always nice to get an invite. So Anastasia's saying people stopped inviting us. We want to be invited.
And it happens. It had to happen to all of us, quite frankly. They got mad because they heard the reality of what was about to happen. And they got offended because they were like, dang it, y'all are right. We can't go. Mm-hmm. Yes, man. Yep. Dang, why'd
Thanks
you call us?
Thanks for nothing.
Right. You, Rich, y'all brought me around.
Well, and somebody said, not a jerk on the text line. I don't know why he thinks being thoughtful is a jerk. They're saying, why? You're not the jerk. You wrote in, you were thinking about it.
They were probably mad, overtired. Mm-hmm. Wishing they could kick it with the homies and went, man, this sucks. But you're a parent and you love them babies.
Right. You know what? They can call Allie and they can call Lance and they can have a date and with the hat and they can watch the kids.
Yeehaw, April. Yeehaw. I'll stay with the kids.
What, you guys are setting me up now? What is
Lasso,
going on?
Lasso Lance is setting it up. We just going to go ahead and help them with it.
Get out of here, you guys. All right, April. Thanks, April. Bye.
All right, bye.
Jeez,
is this going to be dumpster fire dating this week, Allie and Lance?
I mean, sitting in a tree.
So funny. All right. But either way, she said... Not the jerk. Yeah, it's how it worked itself out.
I hear it. Y'all did bring me around. Mm-hmm. I will say,
you're genuinely, not a jerk for inviting your friends out. Come on.
It just sucks that they heard the comment that was unfortunately true.
But it's true. That's what I'm saying. It's true, though. So what are you going to do? Yeah. Be glad they invited you. Otherwise, you're going to be like Anastasia who texted in and get no invites. And then you're really going to be like, wow, our friends are alienating us because we had a kid and now we have nothing in common. You got to find new kids.
One day that kid.
I mean, new friends. You know what I meant.
I didn't catch it, though.
Sorry.
One day that kid's going to be able to kayak with you, though. That's the saving grace, right? Mm. One day you're going to evolve into a point where you can kick it with them friends.
It's a
again.
Full circle moment. It or is. That, yeah, you'll be free again.
Or them friends are going to have kids and you're going to go, ha ha, you can't kayak.
You're going to be kayaking with the kid who's now 8 while they have a baby.
That
like,
part.
Oh, I wish you could come, but I can't.